These eight young men are the UK's most pathetic wimps. They've all lost the idea of what it is to be a real man. But they're about to embark on a mission to turn their lives around. Through a series of brutal trials, they'll be battling to rediscover the value of courage, strength, pain, honour. And the ones who survive might even learn how to fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Finally, one of them will become the Wimps to Warriors champion. Guiding the weeds on their journey is a merciless real-life tough guy who's come all the way from the Canadian Rockies.
Welcome. Time to start kicking some ass.
The Wimps are going to be isolated here in this remote forest. And so they don't die of hypothermia, Craig set up this dome for them to live in. It's shaped like a huge breast so they can think of their mothers if they ever feel like blubbing. As soon as they arrive, they'll be trained up and subjected to a number of brutal trials based on genuine male rites of passage from around the world and throughout history. Each trial is designed to bring out a different aspect of masculinity. Halfway through the course, Craig will be booting out four of the guys, the most inadequate failures, leaving the rest to battle on until one becomes leader of the pack.
Margarita Arbesu, the local butcher, has vivid memories of the young Montez.
He was a difficult child. Even when he was at school, he was troublesome. He had few friends and he was never very communicative. I would see him walking around the pavements looking very distrustful of people, and he would avoid looking at you. He had to do military service, which he wasn't happy about. So he used to walk around the military camp with a dummy in his mouth, and a doctor wrote him off as being unbalanced, and he was discharged.